I saw there are lots of people, but your amen is a little bit down. Can we say amen together? Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Ethiopia, when we say amen, people, they clap their hand and they shout and dancing, you know, because amen in the world, above all world, is only one. Who is he? He is Jesus. Amen. He is our amen of for all of us. Would you turn on your... thank you very much for all of you to come to this morning. The text which we are dealing together today is Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. It says, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. 'If you are the Son of God,' he said, 'throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus answered him, 'It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Would you turn to the picture of where Jesus was standing on the top of the church, please, just to show how things are going on. Yes, look at the place where together they discuss. Then this, I take this text from Revised Standard Version. "Then the devil took him, and also he said to him, 'Can I?' But Jesus said to him, 'Again, as it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" Can you pray before? Father God, we give you honor and praise because you love us. You save us this week from distress of life, from fear, from internal and external shock, from the temptation which we are dealing, our physical. Now I ask you, Jesus, give us your endless grace. Help our sisters, our brothers, our father, our moms. Help me too. Now we are your children. We are very hungry to hear your voice. We are very hungry. We are trust you, Jesus. You said in the Bible, those who are hungry, come to eat freely. You say that. Those who do not have nothing to buy. Oh. Our purpose is to see our destiny, to see our power in the world. How can we live together? How can also Jesus gain our destiny in our faith, which we are dealing always through, always in our life? Help me to speak your word accurately. I give you honor and praise in most mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. So turn back to the first of my slide. As all of us, we know this this time, as SIC, we started to studying the Gospel of Matthew, according to Matthew, chapter 1 from chapter 4, verse 4, presented for us a few weeks ago by Pastor Joely and also his wife. I hope God taught us many things in that text, because the gospel is our benefit to teach us to how to live with one another, how to follow Jesus, how to get power in the world. So I want to continue from verse 4 verse 5 to 7. You know, the temptation of Jesus is his The implication is in our life to mold us to become a good disciple in Jesus, to have confidence in our faith, to also get power in our temptation. So that I'm interested to give this title, Knowing the Power of Our Destiny. You know, when you fly from different world of the country, you know the time you beginning of your flight, you know where you can get your flights, and you approach your flight as soon as possible. Because if you left 2 minutes or 3 minutes, your flight will be dismissed. Now, our flight, who is the manager, the controller, the power, the owner, who is Jesus? He started to call each one of us to his internal kingdom to fly together. Amen? So, as a Christian and a follower of Jesus in the world, living according to the will of God is the way of knowing the power of our destiny. We have destiny. We have power as human being. When God creates human being, he is not living alone. He gives them an authority. He gives them power. The power that to control creation, to create, to mold, to feed. You know, he gives them this all authority. So, I want to follow these verses. Why? To give consideration the purpose, the calling, mission, vision to the author, and I try to show you how this is relevant for us, for our faith, as we are a disciple of Jesus Christ. So that I highlighted the introduction part. Who is Matthew in New Testament? From where he called and why he called. As we have present heard before, it identifies a tax collector, and he is also an apostle of Christ. In the Synoptic Gospel, it presents also he is a Levi, who sinners is gathering in his home. You can read Mark chapter 2, verse 15. But who are those who come together in meal or with Jesus in Matthew's home? Tax collectors, those who do not live according to the law. You know, amazing. They are tax collectors. They have an authority. They have power. You know, they have their own job. But they are gathering in meal with Jesus, on the table with Jesus. Why they come? Why they come, you know? They didn't believe to Jesus. They didn't consideration to the sonship of Jesus. But with their question, with their problem, with their inside of question, they come to sit with Jesus. You know why? To test who is Jesus. How God, it will become human being. Because we believe Jesus is fully God, fully man too. So they have problems, they have questions. They don't raise their hand to ask Jesus, but they come to eat together. How he is human being. So how much witness about Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. You can see chapter 3, end of chapter 3. The main theme of our message for this text is, you can get it, Matthew Gospel chapter 3 at the end verses. This is my son, said God the Father. Yesterday we have discussing so many things with a men's group. You know, God taught us many things. How God the Father confirmed Jesus' sonship among the community, that those who deny his sonship. So, Jesus is Christ, as Matthew witnessed, and also he is the Son of Man. The title Son of God is prominent through the gospel. So that Matthew begins by describing Jesus' miraculous birth as a Son of God. You can read Matthew chapter 1 in verse 18. So, When you read Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 through 27, Jesus himself declares his exclusively relationship to the Father as a son. At the key moment, he narrative people confirms this identity too. Then, at Jesus' trial before the Sanhedrin, the title Son of God serves as the main charge for which Jesus is confirmed. Matthew concludes with a Trinitarian statement describing the Son in terms equal to the Father and the Spirit. You can read Matthew 28, verse 19. If this is true, let me try to see the structure of the second temptation, and it's then how this discussed in this gospel. So you can see the picture. While the temptation was start, he brought to the high of the churches. But the question for so many theologians, scholars, preachers, how Satan, how evil spirit brought Jesus to up, since he is God, since he's powerful, because yes, he has, in my sense, I believe, he have powerful, he has, to defense the Satan, but that was not his mission at that time. There is some teaching behind for all of us, as he is Son of God, Son of Man, too also. So, when we come to the structure, now if you turn it on the structure, Satan's debt, if you are the Son of God, if you put on the structure, it is good. If you are the Son of God, so his purpose is, he's arguing on Christ, an act of self-destruction. He was from the beginning the cause of days in all forms, so that he did this. The argument with which he supported, quotation from scripture. Would you put it on the structure? Now turn, go down. There's a structure. So he quotes from the scripture. Who? The Satan itself. He quotes from the scripture. Go down now, maybe. Yes, go down. Yeah. So you can, the Satan quotes from the scripture. The passion is to which he appealed, the pride of the human heart to display. It was a real temptation. It was contained desire, collision between desire and law, suggestion and free will. I always remember when I converted from Orthodox religion at the first time, and I didn't know about Jesus, and I didn't really clear information about Jesus, because in our thought in Orthodox is, it is not similar as Protestants or Evangelicals or Lutherans are taught. So when Jesus came to me, after 3 weeks, as my brother mentioned, now I baptized by the Holy Spirit. It's an amazing word. So me too also, I baptized by Holy Spirit and I speak tongue. It was amazing for me. It was temptation because I didn't practice such kind of experience. Is it evil spirit or is it the spirit of Jesus? Some pastors, they advise me, this is the spirit of God. Don't give up. Just continue to pray with it, they say to me. So, meanwhile, I saw who is he, how he would like to model me to be his disciples, to be his servant in the place where I am called there. So, maybe when we speak about temptation, no one can like temptation in the world. But it is a must to come to temptation, because there is one winner. Who is he? He is Jesus. So that we can come with our problem, our challenges, our so many questions to him to get our strength is our power. So the place of this temptation was made is it was high and also holy. Why Satan chose high place and holy place? We have said earlier to use the pride of human beings, maybe. But Jesus, the purpose of his mission is to be humble, to encourage those who are discouraged in so many things. So, to sap the foundation of savers' strength is with adults. If you are the son of God, just fall down. Because, you know, if you read Psalm chapter 91, the Satan quotes this text. You can read it. It reads, God, or he sends his angels for you, to cover you, to secure you. But Jesus knows from where this Satan quotes the text, and he knows why he quotes this text, so that he can reply by the Bible's verse. Let I challenge you today. Are we live in the Word of God every day of our life? As we feed ourselves every day because we are hungry. We are human beings. If we feed ourselves by the Bible verses every day, yes, we can gain our destiny. So God does not to keep us in a ways for our own choosing, but he always keep us in his choosing way. Jesus tempted as I am. Jesus was tempted, but Jesus never sinned. Jesus not only did fall, but he triumphed gloriously. Therefore, no place is so sacred as to be free from the devil's instruction. The difference between God's miraculous and Satan's prodigality, you can see there. So, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he say, he will crush your head. You will strike his heel. Yeah. You dwell in the lofty place. Remark that Satan is ever, never take advantage of your unwatchfulness and give you shameful fate. Verse 6, it speaks about the angel's charge. He will command his angels concerning you. The angelic ministry of the God is, he would like to, you know, misquote them. Because they are commissioned by God and they are his angels, God's angels, to obey his breath, to carry out his purpose, exercising for the godly as individuals, as my brother David, he read from Daniel chapter 6, you can see it. By means of the exercising of his angelic ministry, the godly are enabled to submit all the hindrance and conquer all the foes that best their ways, such like encouragements to trust in God, dignity of the godly. Verse 7. Do not tempt the Lord thy God, said Jesus. He answered correctly for him. Because the essential difference between faith and presupposition, this makes possibility presupposing in what way? When we undertake to settle questions which are beyond our range. When we look for bodily healthy without obeying the law of nature. When we expect sufficient means without sufficient labor and moderation in enjoyment. When we hope for admission into the kingdom of God and postpone earnest application for entrance. When we expect steadfastness and growth while we neglect the source of spiritual strength, and it is heavy penalty. You know, the Bible is the source of our spiritual strength, our power. The last, What is the meaning of this emphasis for us? One, Jesus truly was determined to be a servant. The outward exercise of power and the glorious was not essential to Jesus' majesty. And in choosing to empty and to humble himself, Jesus displayed God's pathway to dominion. Second, Jesus' fully identification with us in our humanity offers hope. Since Jesus had overcome the tempter in his nature as a God, we could hardly expect to overcome our temptation by living according to the word of God. But do we have our tempter in our ministry, in our business? Yes, we have. Since we are human beings, we live, you know, the place where a lot of temptation is there. Our flesh, Satan, worldly, but because of the Spirit of God, always we are overcome it. Hallelujah. We are overcome it. Don't fear your life. Don't fear Satan. Don't fear any temptation in your life. Maybe some of you, you have sickness in your side. No one, maybe your doctor cannot see that one. Maybe you have question. I have answer for you through the Bible, through the spoken mouth of Jesus. You overcome your sickness. You overcome your question when you believe in Jesus. Amen. The third one, Jesus responds the temptator supposedly resource that you and I can draw on to overcome. Because he uses cast down yourself. Cast down is not for Jesus, it is for Satan. You can read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. As the Bible is our weapon. Amen. It is not simply the word that is our resource, but it is commitment to live by the word. It is resting the full weight of our confidence on what God says in human with revealed will. Jesus, that's the fourth one, Jesus demonstrated his rights to reign over us by providing that he had authority over the wars of men's enemies himself. Therefore, Israelites had no inherited a king who had absolutely power over others, but was powerless to control his own hatred and fears. In history, we remember Napoleon's and Hitler's and Stalin's, the enslaving others bring rules, but no freedom within. But when we trust in Jesus, when we live according to the Bible, when we live according to the word of God, we have freedom. Freedom to joy, freedom to worship, freedom to study, freedom, you know, psychological, you know. There, maybe we can say it. Freedom is not only from political perspective. Freedom is in spiritual perspective, also is very necessary for us. Yet it is exactly here that our dominion rule as a king under the King of Kings. We are serving, we are preaching, we are leading his church as King of Kings, and we serve under the king, so we are King of Kings. When I say, I mean we have power than Jesus. No, I'm not saying that. We have, but our power is limitation. So, when we live according to the Bible, we gain power. When we live according to his word, the powers are to humble ourselves to Jesus, to one another, to serve. The power to submit our life, to give our generous gifts to his church. You know, the church needs your gifts. Can you believe? Maybe, I don't know, in Norway, the church needs you. There are a lot of potential here. There are a lot of capacities here. You know, so instead of to go forward the mission of SIC, we have to give our finances, our gifts to his church so that the church achieve her mission in all over the world, not only in Norway. To overcome our inside challenge, our flesh. The power to obey Jesus demonstrated just this kind of authority. And also sharing our love to one another. May God the Father, may God the Son, may God the Holy Spirit help each one of us in our temptation to gain our destiny. Amen. Can we pray? Thank you, Father, for your delicious message you sent to each one of us. Thank you, Father, for you show us how to defeat our tempter. Thank you for your teaching this morning. You taught us many things. Help us to understand more than this. Give us your Holy Spirit to walk with you, to humble ourselves, to serve you and to serve one another. I give you thanks and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you very much.